Imagine waking up to discover your industry's newest competitor has no physical assets, a fraction of your staff, and is growing 10 times faster than you ever could. This isn't science fiction, it's the new business reality. The world is shifting from linear to exponential growth patterns as information technologies transform every industry they touch. When businesses move from atoms to bits, from physical constraints to digital possibilities, everything changes. Airbnb becomes the world's largest accommodation provider without owning hotels. Uber dominates transportation without a fleet. GitHub revolutionizes software development with minimal staff. These exponential organizations, XOs, achieve 10x better performance than peers by leveraging information technologies rather than accumulating physical assets. They represent a fundamental shift in how value is created, and traditional organizations that fail to adapt, like Kodak, Blockbuster, and Nokia, quickly become cautionary tales in business school textbooks. At the heart of every successful XO beats a massive transformative purpose, a highly aspirational statement that captures hearts and minds. Unlike traditional mission statements focused on market dominance or financial goals, MTPs aim for near miracles. Google's organize the world's information and SpaceX's make humanity multiplanetary exemplify this approach. A powerful MTP provides competitive advantage as a first mover while creating emotional connections with stakeholders. When Chris Anderson acquired TED in 2001, the conference was respected but plateaued. By aligning with their MTP, Ideas Worth Spreading, Anderson made two game-changing moves, offering TED Talks free online and creating the TEDx Franchise Toolkit. The results were staggering. Over 36,000 talks viewed billions of times, transforming a niche gathering into one of the world's most influential idea forums. MTPs attract top talent in competitive markets by offering something beyond a paycheck, a sense of purpose. XOs implement specific attributes that drive exponential growth through the scale framework: staff on demand, community and crowd, algorithms, leveraged assets, and engagement. Rather than maintaining permanent workforces, XOs access talent through platforms like Upwork and GigWalk for flexibility and fresh perspectives. When Allstate ran a Kaggle contest, external data scientists improved their decades-old algorithm by 271% in just 3 months, saving millions annually. Communities form around XOs by attracting passionate early adopters with the MTP, nurturing relationships, and creating platforms for peer-to-peer engagement. Algorithms increasingly power business growth. UPS saves 85 million miles annually through algorithmic routing, worth $2.55 billion in savings. Instead of owning assets, XOs leverage or rent them for flexibility. Amazon Web Services transformed IT by enabling on-demand computing with variable costs. Engagement features like transparent ranking systems, instant feedback, and clear rewards create powerful network effects. The Ansari X Prize's $10 million reward for reusable spacecraft spawned Virgin Galactic, an entire industry, showing how incentive competitions drive breakthrough innovations cost-effectively. While external scale attributes drive exponential growth, XOs need robust internal mechanisms through the ideas framework. Interfaces, dashboards, experimentation, autonomy, and social technologies. Interfaces filter external growth to internal operations, algorithms and workflows routing outputs to the right people at optimal times. Google's AdWords evolved from manual processes into a self-provisioning platform generating billions with minimal human intervention. Dashboards provide real-time metrics accessible to everyone, replacing delayed reporting with instantaneous tracking. For performance management, XOs use objectives and key results, OKRs, instead of annual reviews. Unlike top-down KPIs, OKRs are determined bottom-up with ambitious targets. Ideal achievement rate, 60 to 70%. Experimentation implements lean startup methodology, constantly testing assumptions with controlled risks to fail fast and pivot quickly. Autonomy creates self-organizing teams with decentralized authority. Valve Software operates without traditional management, hiring talented self-starters who choose their projects. Social technologies foster horizontal interactions in vertical organizations, pushing analog business environments toward digital operations through activity streams, file sharing, and telepresence. The rise of exos has fundamentally changed business rules. Information accelerates everything. Product development cycles now measure in hours rather than months, with products often launching in perpetual beta. As Reid Hoffman notes, if you're not embarrassed by the product when you launch, you've launched too late. The 5-year strategic plan has become obsolete. Successful exos establish a big vision, MTP, implement short-term plans, and course correct in real time. In today's information economy, smaller companies outmaneuver larger ones by leveraging technology to eliminate transaction costs. Adaptability now trumps size and scale. Netflix destroyed Blockbuster with fewer assets. Airbnb, valued higher than Hyatt Hotels, employs just 1,324 people versus Hyatt's 45,000. Access without ownership has become key. Cloud computing offers unlimited processing power without upfront investment, leveling the playing field. To attract top talent, especially autonomy-seeking millennials, exos must embrace openness over control. As work increasingly involves handling exceptional situations rather than predictable processes, organizations need frameworks that enable trust and self-management. Creating an exponential organization begins with finding your MTP, a deeply personal journey. As Drew Houston of Dropbox says, find your tennis ball, what obsessively pulls you forward. Connect with communities pursuing similar passions. For exos, small footprint and rapid scaling, team composition is crucial. Successful unicorn companies typically have 3 co-founders averaging 34 years old with technical backgrounds and shared work history. Exos require transformative ideas with 3 key success factors: a minimum 10x improvement over the status quo, leveraging information to drastically cut marginal costs, and passing Larry Page's toothbrush test by solving frequent user problems. The exo model works for established companies too, not just startups. While startups build around exponential principles from scratch, transforming existing organizations requires solutions tailored to current assets. Coyote Logistics demonstrates exo principles beyond tech, revolutionizing trucking with their MTP, offer the best logistics experience ever. Their algorithms eliminated 5.5 million empty truck miles and saved 9,000 tons of CO2 in 1 year. Large organizations face structural challenges to exponential growth, particularly hierarchies that slow information flows. Transformation requires educating leadership about accelerating technologies, ensuring board understanding of disruptive changes, implementing diversity, and developing appropriate leadership skills. The exo paradigm extends beyond business as a philosophy applicable across sectors. Our economy is shifting from scarcity to abundance as exos make limited resources plentiful. Jeremy Rifkin calls this the collaborative commons, where information-enabled goods drive marginal costs toward zero. As industries become information-based, they'll consolidate to a few major platforms hosting numerous small exos. This transformation is just beginning. Peter Diamandis identifies 4 converging disruptions: accelerating exponential technologies, convergence-enabling complex designs by anyone, 3 billion new minds joining the digital economy, and unprecedented innovation through urbanization. This tsunami of change will challenge intellectual property systems and governance structures, requiring a shift from linear to exponential thinking. The 25x performance gap between companies like GM and Google stems from productivity tools and information-based operations replacing material ones. The choice is clear, but the window for action is closing. In a world where disruption is the new normal, will you be the disruptor or the disrupted? The future belongs to those who think and act exponentially, leveraging information, embracing openness, and pursuing transformative purposes that inspire communities.